Shaquille O'Neal here. Join me on August 1st for National Night Out, as local communities come together to bring neighborhood safety into the spotlight. Let's get out there and make a difference. I teamed up with Ring, who are on a mission to reduce crime in neighborhoods. As a deputy sheriff with a few rings of my own, that's a mission I can get behind. Ring lets you monitor your property anytime, from anywhere, right from your phone. A Ring at your door and the Ring cameras around your property help create a smarter, safer home and better neighborhoods for everyone. Go to Ring.com and see what Ring's got going on. I did, and now I got four rings. Shaquille O'Neal, always home, baby. Check my Ring of security bundles at Ring.com/Shaq. That's Ring.com/Shaq. Always home, baby. Upgrade your security today. One more time, that's Ring.com/Shaq for a smarter way to secure your home.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Station to talk Chicago sports. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Check this out. Look who is at Bears training camp. Back with the familiar perspective. We have had this before. The Bernstein and Goff Show is with you from Bourbon A.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
Well, that's a question for you.
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I've just been in bed agonizing and thinking about life.
That's not okay.
It's a bad thing when you're growing. You're 36 years old and you can't make it to the bathroom.
Yeah, well.
Lady had the audacity to tell me, do you want me to bring a cup? I'm like, come on now. I haven't lost all self-respect. I'll do it right here in the bed.
I'll yes. Use a bedpan. Right.
No, I'm good, man. It's good, right, good to get outside. Nice and humid out here. The Bourbon A peeps are out. I'm rolling through with Nick Shepkowski doing 90 on 57, you know, trying to make it here. Everything's good, though. It feels like football, even if the football will be substandard.
And it will be, but that's okay.
I'm seeing a lot of this is going to be a surprise year stuff. I'm seeing a lot of people starting to churn that Doug Buffon butter. Just making sure that you feel good about your Bears some way, somehow. I think the defense will be fine, but there's some issues that we'll get to before we're out of here.
Ryan Pace is going to join us in just a few moments, and then we have Chris Bryant scheduled for 2:00. And all sorts of other things. I guess I don't know what else we can promise, whether we're going to do in other news or it's on, depending on what else we've got.
Things are fluid, you know? We got a lot of people out here.
We also have a pair of Cubs tickets to give away between now and 6:00. That is a pair of tickets to the August 30th game against Pittsburgh, courtesy of Verizon. You have to be listening if you want to win. Bears training camp coverage brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer, and by Die Hard, celebrating 50 powerful years forever. Die Hard. Find exciting offers at SearsAuto.com. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. We're on Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. I should mention the text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. There is also Instagram at BernsteinGoffShow, right? BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and all that stuff. And we are video casting today.
Yeah, you can see us out here in Bourbonus. We are on Facebook Live only today, so don't go to watch670thescore.com. Go to The Score's Facebook page, and maybe I'll interact with some of you guys throughout the day.
Well, there you go. That feed, the video feed, is directed by Brian Gertsch.
In my opinion, I mean, they've got a better rotation in the minor leagues now than they do in the big leagues. This kid Lopez, he's big league ready. Giolito, who came over 7 scoreless innings last night. You got Kopic down there in double A.
Okay.
Trentmeister.
All right. Sounds good.
He's got really, really bad thoughts and long intros to interviews. And he throws 100 miles an hour.
Here on site with us is our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski.
Now, here's the 1-1. Swung on, hit in the air to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. His first home run as a Yankee. He is the Todd father. He homers to left field. In Todd we trust. He homers. He's now take a 9-2 lead.
Oh, yeah. Drink it in. It's so perfect for Todd, too, because he likes the Sinatra stuff and, you know, his background. Calling him the Todd father, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's let him enjoy.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, the Todd father.
Have fun with that. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
That ball hit in the gap, and nobody's going to get that one. Except he made the catch.
He got it. Wow. Look at Melky. He can't believe it.
Yeah. Nobody's going to get it except the left fielder.
Yeah. Can't guess.
Nobody's going to get that one.
Can't guess.
Except the guy that went over and got it.
Right.
And then Melky got him back.
Yeah. 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 I mean, if John Jay is quickly becoming one of my favorite Cubs. That dude does everything except for hit home runs, but he does everything.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington Stores your back-to-school headquarters and save big on shoes, backpacks, lunch bags, casual looks, and basics, your favorite brand names for less. Burlington, style for everyone.
There is an incredibly handsome and well-respected young man walking over to the stage right now, and I'll save the ribbing for later in the interview, but Ryan Pace is getting set to join us. Last time we saw him, we gave him a pillow. He told us some things about his roster, and then everyone was hurt and dead, and we finished the football season together. Ladies and gentlemen, Bears general manager Ryan Pace joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Hey, guys.
How's
Thanks for having me on.
How's it?
It's all good. First day in the books. Everything's good.
Last time we talked, you were describing how all in you were upon the acquisition of Mitch Trubisky and with the resources that it took to bring him here. So now it's sort of hurry up and wait that you got your guy and he's out there, but it has to be equal parts exciting and perhaps frustrating to know that it's just not his time yet.
You know, it's definitely exciting. I definitely wouldn't say frustrating. I think we've created a good environment here. I like the quarterback room a lot. I like the competition in that room. And, you know, the Glennon evaluation, that's years in the making, you know, and we're going to lean on Glennon's experience and being in the same division with him for a number of years. I think that was important. And it wasn't just me. It was a group evaluation on both those players. But I think we have a good quarterback room and a good environment and a good spot for kind of Mitch to develop behind the scenes.
I remember as a kid being mad that Steve McNair wasn't thrown in game one back when the Houston Oilers days. I believe it might have been Chris Chandler or Chris Miller. One of the Chris's were in front
They're
of
the
him.
Same guy.
Yeah, and yeah. Then Steve McNair got his shot at halfway into the season. How does a rookie quarterback in today's day and age develop, especially allocating all the first string reps to the guy that you gave money to in the offseason? How does he develop other than mental reps? Is there anything else that you guys can do with him virtually wise or out on the field wise that can speed up the development?
That's a great question. I think, you know, and we're conscious of that, and that's a challenge for all of us, our coaches, our staff. So with the reps in practice, you know, we're varying the reps up. You know, Mitch might take additional reps at times. He might take reps of the twos at times. Then another thing behind the scenes, the investment in virtual reality equipment. And that's a big thing that's advanced, you know, through sports science. And, you know, we're with a company now called Striver, developed at Stanford. And these guys can go behind the scenes, put on the VR goggles, and relive every single rep in practice. And it's 360-degree view. They can hear the huddle calls. And it's pretty impressive when you put them in that setting. And I think it's a way for them to kind of, recapture some of the reps they might have missed in practice.
I'm going to age myself here, but when I was covering Bears training camp in Platteville, Wisconsin many years ago after the acquisition of Rick Meyer, the Bears always talked about building his confidence. And they kept saying, well, you know, they had a controlled passing game where they wanted to build this quarterback's confidence. And at one point I finally asked, I said, why isn't he confident enough? And why do you have to do that for an NFL quarterback? What do you mean you have to build his confidence? I mean, shouldn't he have confidence? So, and I'm wondering here, as it's one thing to have a young guy in Trubisky, understandable. As far as a guy like Glennon goes, who hasn't had all of this sort of activity, live fire, being the guy, how do you balance letting him go and just say, hey, go do what you do and get good at it, and you know, may have learned more from a bad day than a good day, and also that phrase, build confidence.
I think, you know, experience builds confidence, and Glennon does have experience, but hey, not a lot as a starting quarterback. So that's going to come with all these first team reps. And I think you guys see things like you saw today after practice, you know, Glennon grabs the offense separately after the breakdown, talks to them as a group, and then pulls them aside and does extra conditioning. Things like that. Glennon taking the guys down to Fort Lauderdale over the summer to work together as a unit. You know, like those type of things, those leadership qualities, when you're given the reins, I think it empowers you to be able to do those type of things.
What kind of bad habits do rookie quarterbacks or young quarterbacks coming into the NFL have to break because of the adjustment to from college to pro, speed-wise and system-wise?
Yeah, I think a lot of times you see these guys because they're thinking through so much in their head, you'll see them drop back and they'll tend to stare down one target. They're just trying to get the ball out. So, you know, that in the NFL, defenders are going to read your eyes and break on those throws. So I think just getting confident in the offense, confidence in the enormity of the playbook, to be able to get out there, play comfortable, use your instincts, and see the entire field instead of just maybe locking into one guy, which can be dangerous in our league.
How do you guard against a locker room, understanding who's the guy and understanding who's the guy now? You know, guys maybe rally around one guy, or guy understands that he's got a long-term deal here, and he knows that at some point that guy is going to be the quarterback. How do you make sure that your locker room understands what you guys say goes, other than getting into a click of the number two quarterback versus the guy they brought in the offseason?
Jason, I think it comes down to performance on the field. You know, and I think I learned this a long time ago. You can't. The locker room sees things before we see them sometimes, man. You know, they know who's performing well, and I'm confident that Mike Glennon's going to play well, and the locker room's going to see that and feel that, and they'll be behind him.
What's wrong with Pernell McPhee now?
So, you know, we did our physicals yesterday. We had the conditioning test yesterday, and, you know, it's inevitable. Part of the game, these guys come in, do their physicals, and sometimes there's things that surprise you. And being honest with you, you know, Pernell's had a good summer, a good offseason. His weight's at a good spot right now. And he came in, and his knee was a little aggravated in the physicals that we had yesterday. And honestly, it's the other knee. So we're kind of working through that right now, trying to get that to calm down right now. And, you know, PUP is a tool the NFL gives us. We should use it to our advantage. And I feel like we're doing that, just being thorough. Okay, what exactly do we got here, and what's the best course of action?
Just right after yesterday, the first thing that you opened the press conference with saying, we don't think we're going to have to use PUP, and then, you know, late at night, it's like, oh, come on.
You know? And yesterday, I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking of the guys that you guys are thinking of, the Trevathans and the Langfords and the Longs, and it's actually positive on that front, you know? But lo and behold, there's one you're not necessarily expecting that kind of hits you. And, hey, when you're dealing with 90 players, is this part of our game?
But injury prevention has been a big theme of the offseason, and it's the holy grail, not just of this sport, but all sports, as baseball's trying to figure out pitchers' arms. But this is the sport where they're breaking each other's bones. This is the sport where you can't prevent trauma, as we know, whether it's head trauma or anything else. How much of this, how much is guessing, how much is trusting whatever's the next technology, and how much is really trying to use data and information to know that your players are less likely to be hurt, either traumatically or over time?
There's so much that goes into it, and that's why I wanted to stress the point. You know, hey, it's not like we put our heads in the sand and said, oh man, bad luck, hey, we'll try again. No, you got to really analyze this. And so it starts with scouting. Hey, acquiring players that are available, that are durable. It starts there. But hey, we've analyzed our practice schedules. I think you guys are seeing that effect. Things in the weight room, things in the training room, things with sports science. We talked about player tracking yesterday. Those are big components. All those things are all part of it. But at the end of the day, man, you guys know it's combative. And depth is important, and things are going to happen. But hopefully we've done some things to kind of protect ourselves. We spent the summer, you know, in the off season studying healthy teams around the league. Not just healthy last year, healthy for 3, 4, 5 years, where there's some consistency to that. Hey, what are those teams doing? And focusing on that.
Football Outsiders actually had a piece that the Bears lost the most man games, to more so than anyone else in the NFL last year. I believe it was 154.
Not just last year, lost. Since they began tracking in like 2000, I want to say.
What I want to ask you, though, is Since you were named Bears GM to today, what's been the most important lesson that you've learned about this job, whether it be, you know, allocation or delegation of responsibilities, or, you know, something about the draft or offseason acquisitions? You were in New Orleans doing your thing in a different capacity, but since day one to now, what do you think is the most important thing that, you know, you're like, Ryan, damn it, I'm glad I went through that and I learned this?
Just from overall, just in the GM chair, you know, I think first thing is just, hey, be yourself. You know, don't change who you are, be yourself. But I think communication is huge. And I think communication with the head coach, communication with the trainers, the strength staff, all our coaches, all our scouts. And it's really a collaborative environment that we've created. And I don't think it's that way everywhere. Sometimes even you'll have a split between personnel and coaches or whatnot. And I think the communication, it's natural for me. It's natural for Coach Fox. And I think the more we're communicating, the more honest we are with each other, the more we're dropping our egos, the better it is for our team.
I've heard somebody who was telling me about dealing with John Fox in the past. This is somebody with experience. They said, man, he goes, the thing about Foxy is that nothing's ever right. He said he's always got something. It's always, you know, if I only had another practice field, or if I only had this, or if it's he just said, very old school. We've all been around coaches like that, where it's just no matter what, it's like, I can never make this guy happy. Do you run into that, or is that just a perfectionist trying to make sure he's got all the tools he needs?
Honestly, I think that's coaches in general, you know, and just being growing up within the office of a team, that's how it is. But you know what
I'm not wrong though, right? That scouting report's not wrong.
It's pretty. What I appreciate about him is you know, we can be really honest and direct with each other back and forth, and so nothing, you know, festers behind the scenes. We're really up front. And John, you know, when we're going through discussions, even if, you know, he agrees, he'll naturally want to play devil's advocate just to make the discussion that much more thorough, which, you know, I appreciate, you know, and sometimes we, you know, it can be a little painstaking, but at the end of the day, we've had a thorough conversation.
You know, what the quarterback that you signed in the offseason has been brought up several times in an argument to kind of further bolster what's being said about Colin Kaepernick, and how Mike Glennon is a starter, Cody Kessler is a starter, some people around the leagues are starters, and this is a guy who's won NFL games and has taken a turn. And of course, you know, the backlash from the public on his stance, kneeling for the anthem. How do you feel about the Colin Kaepernick situation? He's not on anybody else's team, so it's not like you're speaking about somebody else's property, but when you sit back and look at what's happened throughout this last season and in this offseason, how would you summarize what's going on in inside NFL talks or conversations that you guys have about Colin Kaepernick?
You know, to me, that we obviously studying all the quarterbacks, you know, last year almost an obsession with it, whether it be college or potential pro free agents or potential trade scenarios. Honestly, it was an evaluation of their physical skill set. And to me, that's what it came down to, you know, and the things that we value in the position. So yeah, I never even got to the point where I was
saying, why didn't you guys sign Colin Kaepernick? Yeah. I mean, what are the conversations that you think are being had around NFL circles with guys in position of power like yourself when it comes to Colin Kaepernick?
I think I haven't had a lot of talks with a lot of people about it, but I think it's more, hey, I think maybe in the media circles, there's a lot other things that have kind of taken legs from that, where I think maybe in scouting circles, it's more an evaluation on the quarterback position and the physical skill set, not as much anything else going on outside of that. So it's just, how is he as a player?
So it's not the distraction and everything that comes along with it. It's Colin Kaepernick isn't good enough to be one of the 96.
I think it starts with the physical skill set, and then it expands from there. And so, I mean, I'm not going to speak for any other team, but we didn't even really go down that road because we kind of solved our issue. But I think when you're evaluating a player, it's got to start first with what are you looking for from a physical skill set standpoint.
There was a moment yesterday that I found interesting when John Fox was asked about the strength of this team. What's an area of the team that's a definite strength? And I was a little surprised that he started talking about the tight end position. And that's okay, that's nice and all, but then you jumped in and you brought up the front seven, and you were quick to, and you didn't step on his toes, but you were quick to make sure that it was clear that you felt that the defensive front seven was a strength. And I thought that said something to me about the fact that you went there, if it was important to you. Why was it important to you to make sure that was established publicly?
You know, I think when we're talking about strengths of our teams, and I think, you know, John and I have talked about this a lot, you feel the competitiveness of the roster right now. So I think when we talk about tight end, I think one of the reasons why John brought it up is because really, you know, one all the way down to five or six, there's a competitive environment there. But for me, when I think about, you know, our defense, And hey, we need to get more turnovers. We need to hit the quarterback. And I do think about our front seven, and I think about the depth at outside linebacker, and I think about, you know, that front seven staying healthy, especially up front, and the benefit of that to our defense. So, I don't know, it just kind of stands out in my mind, the talent that we have in that area, the competitive situation we have in that area. That's why I brought it up.
And, you also said something about grind it out, you know, blue collar, and that's always, it's always a button pusher for you. Like, no, it doesn't have to be blue collar. Just if you score 47 points, and I don't care if you don't run the ball at all, just score more than the other team, however you have to do it. And that because to me, the idea of, you know, grind it out, blue collar, I don't want to watch that. Let's have guys jumping over people and with the acrobatic catches in the end zone.
You want Julio Jones.
That's what I want.
Julio Jones.
I want those
guys.
Right. White collar. Yes, let's do
exactly.
That.
I think you come to training camp, you drive down to Bourbonnais, and in your mind, man, you're kind of in that mindset of that.
He's got bear down playing in the background.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan Meatball.
And I think those adjectives are fresh in your head when you think about the tough mentality we want to play with.
Yeah, I see. For toughness, for me, stay on the field. You know, if the fifth team really wants to show their toughness, it's not necessarily 3 yards in a cloud of dust. It's let's get those man games up where they're supposed to be at the end of the year.
We always say one of the best qualities is availability, and we need a lot of availability this year.
Leonard Floyd, what expectations do you have for him? Because there were three or four games in there where he looked like what you guys thought he would look like. Mm-hmm. And I watched him play in Athens when I was in Atlanta, and seeing him move all around the place and middle linebacker, inside linebacker in a 3-4 scheme, him outside on the edge, it was as if it's that old adage of, you know, he wait till he understands, wait till he figures it out, that kind of thing. He was just playing off his sheer talent, it seemed like, last year. Is the weight where you'd like it to be? Are the fundamentals where you'd like it to be? Is his head placement where you'd like it to be this year?
I think, first off, we got to keep him healthy. And I think his weight is steadily trending up. But what I like, and you hit on it, is as he's developing as an outside linebacker, you see the pass rush technique developing. And so some of these guys come into the league, and they're really just speed guys. All they really have is outside speed, and they can bend the corner. But, man, once they develop that inside counter, and then all of a sudden they can go speed to power, and then if you're a tackle, you can get hit multiple ways, that's where it gets difficult to defend. And I think this offseason you saw Leonard developing all the different pass rush technique that I think is really going to work in his favor. But hey, man, you're right. The tackling technique, the weight, those are areas of focus as well.
Exciting times and interesting times too for you, I know, because look, the Bears have been very good the last couple years. And do you feel pressure to perform, for this team to perform early, to allay the fears of here we go again?
You know, I feel pressure all the time. I mean, 365. You know, that's just. I think how we all operate, and we get what it is. And man, obviously extremely disappointed in the record, and totally understand the fans being disappointed too. And so, hey, it's on us, and I feel that responsibility of getting this thing rolling, man, and feeling a team that's going to win games. And I can look out there coming off this practice, looking at what we did this offseason, and I feel good about that locker room, man. I feel good about the competitive environment.
Give us one name before you go that you think Bears fans will be surprised by, whether it be someone that was acquired this offseason, someone that was drafted, or somebody who's taken that last year to this year's step.
You know, there's honestly right now I'm kind of pumped up, so there's a handful of names that come up, and I could probably, you know, put out a lot right now. But a behind the scenes guy that might surprise you guys. I mean, I'm excited about this draft class, you know, and I think, you know, we talked about some of the small school players we acquired, but it's not too big for them, you know, and they play with the swagger and they play with the confidence. So whether it's Tariq Cohen or Adam Shaheen, you see those guys out there performing well, and you know, I expect that momentum to continue.
All right, we don't have a pillow for you. We're just going to knuckle it out. See
you
later.
I'll take it. Thanks, guys.
That's Bears general manager Ryan Pace on the Bernstein and Goff show. A lot more to come today on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Jed Hoyer joins us right now.
You know, you always talk about momentum is only as good as the next day's starting pitcher, and I think we were kind of a victim of that in the first half, and I think, you know, so far in the second half, it's been the opposite.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670. The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute, fueled by Valero, clean, quality fuel. It is almost stunning to think about how quickly fortunes can change in sports, whether during the course of a game, see Falcons Atlanta, a season, see Predators Nashville, or a career, see Woods, Eldrick T. That's why Novak Djokovic's announcement yesterday that he won't play tennis for the rest of the year because of an elbow injury was disappointing, but not at all surprising. A little more than a year ago, after completing the career Grand Slam by winning the French Open, Djokovic held all four major tennis titles simultaneously, and with 12 major wins, trailed Roger Federer's all-time record of 17 by 5. Given that Federer appeared to be done winning majors, eclipsing him seemed quite possible. Yesterday, exactly a year after Federer announced he was out for the year, Djokovic did the same. Federer's won two majors this year. Djokovic, none. I'm John Feinstein.
Hey, baseball fans. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. A smart thermostat makes saving energy easy. Smart thermostats put you in control, allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely when you're not home. And to make it easier for you to add a winner to your lineup, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and rebates at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
Things are getting out of control over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Right now, they have 20% off MSRP on all Chevy's most popular models, like Malibus and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings. And if that weren't enough for you, you can get 0% financing for 72 months. Like I said, it's out of control over there. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all. Financing in lieu of rebates. Find new roads.
Shaquille O'Neal here. Join me on August 1st for National Night Out, as local communities come together to bring neighborhood safety into the spotlight. Let's get out there and make a difference. I teamed up with Rain, who are on a mission to reduce crime in neighborhoods. As a deputy sheriff with a few rings of my own, that's a mission I can get behind. Ring lets you monitor your property anytime, from anywhere, right from your phone. A Ring at your door and the Ring cameras around your property help create a smarter, safer home and better neighborhoods for everyone. Go to Ring.com and see what Ring's got going on. I did, and now I got 4 rings. Shaquille O'Neal, always home, baby. Check my Ring of security bundles at Ring.com/Shaq. That's Ring.com/Shaq. Always home, baby. Upgrade your security today. One more time, that's ring.com/Shaq for a smarter way to secure your home.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at moraine valley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Don Cooper, our longtime friend. Of course, Chris Bosio, you hear him each and every week.
We came out of the gates, literally in spring training, playing extremely well and got momentum into September because we smelled it.
We're acquiring talent that we're liking. The rebuild is underway.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Scott Muller here, letting you know Muller means more for you. More because you get more selection with over 600 new Hondas, and that gives you more to choose and more opportunities to save. Like leasing a new 17 Honda Civic LX sedan automatic for only $189 a month with no money down during the Honda Summerbration sales event. Visit MullerHondaofGurnee.com to find the more you're looking for. And like my dad always says, you will not be disappointed. 36-month lease to qualified buyers plus tax, title, license, doc fee ends 9/5/17.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 1:30 in the Chicago Wolves Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Bears held their first practice of training camp this morning. Danny Trevathan, Zach Miller, and Kyle Long all taking part in the workout today. Though Trevathan, Long, and cornerback Marcus Cooper were limited, defensive lineman Eddie Goldman did not practice this morning. Bears announced today that linebacker Pernell McPhee will start camp on the PUP list. Head coach John Fox said McPhee has an irregularity in his other knee, not the knee that bothered him last season. He is considered day-to-day. In baseball, Game 4 of the Crosstown Series takes place tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field. The Cubs lead the series 2-1. John Lester facing off with Mike Pelfrey in this one. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer joined Spiegel and Parkins earlier today, and he didn't discount the need for more pitching as the trade deadline looms.
I think you never have enough. You never know when you can run into a bunch of injuries. And I think a lot of a team's fortunes are based on that, because there's certain injuries you can't overcome.
Meanwhile, Chris Bryant coming up with Bernstein and Goff this afternoon at 2 o'clock. As for the White Sox, they'll be without Avi Garcia tonight. He's been placed on the 10-day DL, retroactive to June 26th, with a sprained right thumb. Southsiders recalling Willie Garcia from Charlotte and bringing up Aaron Bummer from AAA. White Sox making another trade today. They acquired first baseman Casey Gillespie from Tampa Bay in exchange for pitcher Dan Jennings. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. The Arlington Million is the must-attend event of the summer. Experience the biggest day of racing in Illinois with exclusive ticketed packages, big ways to win, and a celebration of the best racehorses in the world. Visit ArlingtonPark.com to plan your day. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the White Sox at 6:35. Right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford. The whole town. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The
world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Practice is over for today. The staff here in Bourbonnais packing everything up and battening down the hatches in case there's any other inclement weather.
Storm brewing.
Is there?
I don't know.
One tried to brew a little bit earlier,
yeah,
and then
we drove
it kind of
through
moved
it
out.
With the very violent, stingy rain for like 2 minutes, and then y'all good. That drive down 57, boy, that's a thing, because there's nothing to look at for a very long time.
Yeah, but now that they let you open up the accelerator a little bit, when you start seeing speed limit 65, speed limit 70, okay, so that means 90. And
it still means 65.
No.
If certain people are listening.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like who? What are you just going to come arrest me retroactively?
No, I'm saying, well, they'll catch you on the way back.
Well, probably
like catch
there's
me that
anyway.
Damn Bernstein.
Yeah, I'm such a troublemaker.
You are.
Right.
You are. You tried to sneak your gun onto an airport. Didn't somebody else get into trouble a couple of days ago trying to get their gun through the security check?
There's one in the chamber too. I might as well let you know.
He said he grabbed the wrong bag.
Uh-huh.
He's got like a travel bag and a gun bag, and he grabbed the gun bag.
Oh, this is
the ready for war bag.
I thought this was my toothpaste bag, and which you're also allowed to not.
Well, yeah, I always get away with it though. I'm a maverick like that. I like to carry more than 3.2 ounces of liquid.
You can get toothpaste. Somebody's gonna be recruiting you.
Oh, you're damn right.
Jason, yeah, this is ISIS.
Hey, what's up, ISIS?
Yeah, we heard you're really good at getting toothpaste on a plane, and we've got a toothpaste bomb.
Yep, I'm next up to bat. let me stop before
these are
Twitter bots and the angry people on the text line get after me.
This is a
golf loves ISIS.
I know you've been out the last couple days, but man, just this opening of this Bears training camp is unlike any I can remember.
You're trying to figure out the vibe?
Yeah, it's really kind of in between. Everything's attenuated in for all kinds of reasons.
You got a toy that you won't see for a while.
Right. You got a general manager on one timetable. You got a coach on another timetable. You're hoping against hope that some guys aren't going to be hurt, and then you end up with a guy who's hurt. A couple other guys are dehydrated, and boy, that's why I brought that up with Ryan. That yesterday was like, well, our tight ends are like your tight ends.
Right.
Your tight ends.
Why don't you tell me about your right guard now.
What? And then when you actually think about it, and obviously, and Pace was diplomatic in saying that it's competitive. You've got a Division II rookie. You've got a guy in Zach Miller who's good when he's healthy, but has never been able to stay healthy. Daniel Brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Deion Sims?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first position at top of mind?
I mean, your team's bad. It's very easy to figure this out. Jordan Howard better get life insurance because they are going to kill him this year. They were talking about how his shape wasn't in shape the way he was supposed to be. It's not that he was fat. It's just college shape versus pro shape. That's why they didn't run the ball enough. I heard that come out yesterday as well. That's why Dowell Loggins didn't run the ball as much, because old Jordan Howard kept tapping the old head to come out of games.
Well, then why don't you put in another running back and give him the ball like all other teams do? You have a guy in Langford who was ahead of him on the depth chart.
A guy everyone loved because of his speed and
hands.
Well, he dropped a few passes the year before, and last year, Jordan Howard took his gig. But this is, Jordan Howard better get life insurance, because Jordan Howard will be over the 300 carry mark, I believe, again this year, if he wasn't last year. Yeah, I think he had more than 300 carries last year. But Jordan Howard will get the ball. They'll play dink and dunk football as much as they possibly can, because their wide receivers are a question mark too. I don't know a lot about Marcus Wheaton, other than that he's the guy that the Steelers, didn't mind leaving. Victor Cruz is a terrific interview, but Victor Cruz is up there in age, and he's had a couple of injuries. Now, he did leave New York by saying that he thought that Eli Manning and the powers that be weren't trying to get him the ball, so they didn't have to pay him. When you got Odell Beckham Jr. out there and Shepard, I mean, there's some guys that they drafted.
The ODB about to be paid.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Paid.
Yes.
When you even have the owner not even playing leverage games with him. The owner's just like, yep, he's great, and we're going to have to pay him a lot of money because he deserves a lot of money.
He's doing it while gritting, like, yeah, he's so good.
I guess he's pretty good.
He's going to ruin my cap situation. Nah, it's going to be Jordan Howard in the All-Stars on the offensive side of football because defensively.
And the Jordan Howard dancers.
Defensively, I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to have a middle of the pack, maybe above average defense. Because I like Akeem Hicks. I like Eddie Goldman. They put some guys in the secondary that actually made some plays on footballs last year, and Quentin Demps. Prince Amukamara is not a guy who's going to lock anyone down and take the ball away from you, but hopefully that pushes guys like DeAndre Hall and Kyle Fuller has put up a shut-up year. So I think the defense will be better this year than it was last year and take another step, Leonard Floyd especially, but this has the making of another 4 or 5 win season.
This segment brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost Mobile's best family plan and get 4 lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. So, as you mentioned, it was, and we have been talking about how kind it is of the Milwaukee Brewers to decide that whatever pretense that they were going to continue as far as division champions is apparently close to ending.
Yeah, they stopped. And, playing baseball during the All-Star break. They figured they'd come back just regular.
And Jake Arrieta put it right out there. He said, we are in first place and we intend to stay there. This is what we're talking about once you blow past 500 enough to start putting that distance and putting have they reached escape velocity from the 500
mark? It seems like it, and the schedule has done them some favors too, you know, playing teams like the Braves and the Orioles and now the White Sox. And hey, you can only beat who you play, right? So they've done their part. Being 10-2, guys seemingly having better at bats. Addison Russell, as you've mentioned, these last 12 games, he's played a lot better at the plate.
Did anybody else notice last night the obvious signaling that was going on from Ian Happ at second base?
Oh, with the tapping of the head and the tipping of the brim?
Yep.
Yeah,
there
was two times where Tarillo went out there to change the signs.
They weren't even hiding it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what happens? I thought usually the pitcher pulls a Roger Clemens on that.
Throws at you.
No, walks off the mound and walks over to the guy standing on second. Says, you do that again, and this guy's getting it right in the ribs. You know, yes. Sorry. All of a sudden, I'm just saying that's how it used to be. It used to be that if you did something like that,
they police it themselves.
But I mean, I actually had that. I had it happen to me in a game, in a club league game where I was
stealing signs.
I was putting two hands in the air to say two, you know, because I told him, I said, if it's a curveball, I'm just going to put two hands in the air. And the pitcher saw me doing it, like, sorry. This is a big, scary looking dude.
But you get those stories of batters saying they don't want to know what's coming. So, you know, it just depends on who's at the plate, right? I mean, last night, the White Sox are doing their job, and the Cubs are doing their job. The White Sox are dreadful, but fun dreadful.
Why?
Like, they're young dreadful. They're not sticky dreadful. You know, like
they're clean.
Right,
dreadful.
Right. They're not gonna stick to me. They're not leechy dreadful. They're just, you know, they're dreadful and like, okay.
That sounds
that's
like
fine.
A reggae star.
Leechy dreadful.
Yeah.
My man, leechy dreadful.
Yeah.
Big up. No, I watched that thing, and the whole Cubs Sox thing is hilarious to me because I watched the ESPN feed, and Jason Benetti and Rick Sutcliffe and David Ross. Nicole she turns to me, and we're both laying in bed watching the game, and she goes, "Isn't he done?" I'm like, "What do you mean, sweetie?" He just doesn't want to go away, and she does not care about sports at all.
He's the Terminator.
She's like, "When is he going to go hang out with his family?" And my back was killing me, and I was like, "Nicole, you got to stop because I can't laugh, I can't sneeze, nothing." She's like, "But doesn't he love his family? Like,
no.
When is he going to go away?"
I don't think so.
it was hilarious. David Ross is pretty decent, though. I enjoyed him last night.
You know, if he wants to do this, he's going to be great at it.
I enjoyed him last night, you know, and Benetti getting his, you know, routine off nationally, you know, letting everybody see the comedic stylings of a JB on a national scale. I thought the broadcast was enjoyable. It was a decent game overall, a little long for my taste.
Always a little long. Yeah. We need to ask Chris Bryant why he's the only person on the planet who can't hit James Shields, though.
Man.
Come on.
James Shields. This is what happened. James Shields saw the first 10, 11 guys and threw
everybody pitch. Saw everything he has in every quadrant.
Like left nothing in the chamber as if he was a short reliever. And then the fourth inning came around. It's like, oh, yeah, I saw that earlier. I'm going to foul that off and make you throw me that bum-ass fastball.
Would Rizzo reel him in like a trout?
Dude, I felt bad. Because, it's just a guy who's the character in Major League, the old dude who's using, like...
He's using
Bengay.
Bardo, Magisil.
Right. James Shields out there using everything he has, and the Cubs hitters are like, yeah, we saw all this, dude. Like, just go ahead and serve it up. We'll get you out of here. Get you into the showers a little early.
And Anthony thought he got it, too.
Yes. Yeah.
He clearly thought he got it.
He had that body posturing to him as well.
Stand up and look for a little bit, and then it kind of did a nosedive on him.
In watching Yoan Moncada, I am enjoying all the things, even the silliness where he's being called off of pop-ups and he doesn't want to yield at all.
There's also some defensive, the old be quick but don't hurry, and he has been hurrying.
What he did to Jake Arrieta, first of all, that was the first home run that Jake Arrieta has allowed in an 0-2 count in 6 years. 6 years. And what he did, I'm glad Rick Sutcliffe corrected Jason Benetti, because Jason Benetti, and just generally talking, said that that's one that Jake would like to have back. And Rick Sutcliffe was like, no. That was a decent pitch. You're not supposed to be able to go deep on that pitch. And he said, that's a special player in Yoan Moncada. So it kind of made me feel like, oh, okay. Saw a little something out of this dude that you don't normally see. Nobody homers off of Jake Arrieta 0-2.
That's what this year's for.
Yeah, exactly.
It's for flash moments when you can say, ooh, I'm going to enjoy this.
It's the exploratory portion of your White Sox fandom.
Chris Bryant going to join us at the top of the hour on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. And now ask us about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money when you have Xfinity Internet. You get up to 5 lines included of talk and text, all at no extra cost. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and autopay within 30 days or charges increase by $5 a month. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity Gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on the 5 gigahertz band. Netflix streaming membership required.
Shaquille O'Neal here. Join me on August 1st for National Night Out, as local communities come together to bring neighborhood safety into the spotlight. Let's get out there and make a difference. I teamed up with Rain, who are on a mission to reduce crime in neighborhoods. As a deputy sheriff with a few rings of my own, that's a mission I can get behind. Ring lets you monitor your property anytime, from anywhere, right from your phone. A Ring at your door and the Ring cameras around your property help create a smarter, safer home and better neighborhoods for everyone. Go to Ring.com and see what Ring's got going on. I did, and now I got 4 rings. Shaquille O'Neal, always home, baby. Check my Ring of security bundles at Ring.com/Shaq. That's Ring.com/Shaq. Always home, baby. Upgrade your security today. One more time, that's ring.com/Shaq for a smarter way to secure your home.
Golfers, if you're looking for a golf experience like no other, then you have to visit Bolingbrook Golf Club, one of Chicago's true golf gems, featuring a rolling 18-hole championship golf course, award-winning driving range and golf academy, spectacular clubhouse, and the Nest Bar and Grill. Your Bolingbrook golf experience will be like no other. Bolingbrook is the perfect location for your next private event, function, or wedding. To book your tee time or for more information on events, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Come be impressed.
history will be made when the 2017 BMW Championship returns to Chicago and prestigious Conway Farms Golf Club in Lake Forest this September 14th through the 17th. See the PGA Tour's top 70 players from around the world compete in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Get a front row seat to watch Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and more. Single day and weekly ticket packages are available now with all-inclusive options and premier 18th green seating. Don't miss a moment.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
The 2017 Wooddale Prairie Fest is July 27th through July 30th at 655 North Wooddale Road in Wooddale. Whether you're single or bring the family, you'll love their headline bands, including Kashmir, Infinity, Heartache Tonight, Anthem, and Seventh Heaven. There'll be food vendors, food trucks, mascots, Globy the Bubbler, Cold-Blooded Creatures, Windy City Amusements Carnival, and Can't Miss Fireworks Saturday Night. For hours and additional information, visit Wooddale.com. That's Wooddale.com.
The X model in stock with on-the-spot delivery. Canals Route 41, Lake Bluff. CanalsBMW.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three and it's all over. And the Cubs are in first place.
Jake was really good again. You're right. I thought he had really much better fastball command, primarily pitched with his fastball. Threw the curveball to Moncada. He got him at the end. But overall, I thought he pitched well. It looked more effortless, and the ball was going where he wanted it to go, which is always a good sign. So he was very good.
Yeah, clean game by Jake Arrieta. A couple of mistakes, but nothing too bad. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Also on Facebook Live if you want to check us out. We're here in the tent hanging out on the campus of Olivet Nazarene University.
And I know it's probably something for a psychologist to diagnose, but this year we're two tents. Because I saw the promotions people actually had their own tent set up.
Yeah.
You see that?
I think they had it last year, too, for the giveaways in front of us. Okay. I believe they had it last year, if I'm not, because I was playing catch out there while they had the bags out. You know, a lot of people come out here to, you know, say hello to their new Bears and get a little football in their system. So we bring some promo stuff out here for them, some koozies and some keychains and things like that. But this you got to pay for this now.
I thought it was a free ticket.
Is it a free ticket?
I think it is. I think you go to ChicagoBears.com, but you have to present a free ticket. I think they want the data.
Oh,
I think,
on how many people are coming?
Yeah,
they can make you pay 5 years from now.
They're certainly in the information gathering mode for what they can...
Okay, so I was wrong. I thought people had to pay to get in here.
Well, I think part of it, rather than estimating crowds or having to count people as they come in, perhaps it also... At least in my mind, you want the metrics to decide what you're charging for advertising. True. And if people are saying, look, if I want to have some trade here, because I think a lot of their advertising out there are for trade deals. But
how much foot traffic is
right,
actually going to see your
product? Who's going to be here? And I think it just helps them sort of understand that. But like you say, cynically, you think probably it's always going to be leading to a pay model of some kind.
And John Fox, you know, giving it to us in the old rectum again by, you know, pushing up practice an hour. Yeah, you could have left at 11 o'clock practice where it was, John, so they could come on over and hang out with us. But we may get some guests before the day is out.
He also turned out to be right because they were trying to avoid the weather that arrived exactly when they predicted it would arrive.
Bear weather?
No, that's not arriving yet. But it's swampy here. You would not want to be practicing in some of this stuff, especially if you have, like they said, that both Eddie Goldman and there was another conditioning issue where some dehydration got involved. I can see why that would happen out there. Yeah. But look, this is the two guys who for sure are going to be all training camp overrated are Tariq Cohen and Adam Shaheen, without question.
And the Gentry kid. So they got like some 6'3".
Tanner Gentry.
Yeah, some 6'3" wide receiver who's going to be wearing like a single-digit number.
Is he white?
Ooh, I don't know. That is a Reggie Cleveland All-Stars kind of name.
It is.
Oh, if he's 6'3" and white, oh, yeah. This is going to be awesome.
Tanner Gentry, or it could be.
Yeah, let me look him up.
Because, you know, Tanner. The tip off there is
that's usually owned by the Whites,
right? As a first name, my guess would be that's somebody who would be your Bears training camp sensation.
A little Kenny Shedd action.
Yeah, well, but Tariq Cohen, because he's a novelty, right. You know, he's a little toy player,
and you can't hit him, so his quickness and his speed are going to look like ridiculous out there.
And Adam Shaheen, because he's so visible, he's so easy to see.
See, that doesn't help me, Matt. See, Matt's showing me his Wyoming picture, but he doesn't help me. That one doesn't help me either, Matt. He's a very light-skinned black man, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we didn't even introduce our engineer, Matt Holman. We should have mentioned that, too.
Matt's just throwing random pictures of mulatto football players in my face.
Here's Cortland Finnegan.
Damn it. I was about to hit him with a Cortland Finnegan. Look, this is awesome that Matt's trying to find out if Tanner Gentry's white or black.
Is Tanner Gentry white?
312-624.
Yeah. That doesn't help you?
The forearm tattoo.
That's Daniel Braverman, though.
That's not Daniel Braverman.
It's not?
Daniel Braverman does not have forearm tattoos. He wouldn't have been everyone's favorite if he did last year. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's Tanner Gentry.
Yep, Tanner Gentry.
That's my pick as camp darling, as he go up and get it every single time, as Spiegs would say, he go-woggies it.
He's working so hard on
he
that.
He really is. We were driving here. I was like, oh, I felt bad for him.
Just at some point, it's been years now.
Yeah.
If it were going to take off, it probably would have, right?
It's kind of like the DJ that wants to spin before everybody gets there to work on his craft a little bit. And you walk in early and you're like, oh, he's doing that again. Okay, see you in prime time. Yes, see you in prime time. Yeah, he said that to Thayer. Thayer's too nice a guy. I would never use it if I was Thayer. Don't mess up your role. 20 years in the game now, you can't just be using random terms made up by midday talk show hosts.
Thayer's fired up,
too. Yeah, I heard him.
He's fired up.
I hate that it's going to happen. Because he brought it up when I was his partner. I'm like, Speaks, don't. He asked like three guests, oh, you're gonna work Guagi into it? I'm like, Speaks, stop doing that. For the love of God, please stop doing that. For the love of the show, stop doing it. And he pulled it out again today, and he found a taker.
You gotta shoot your shots.
Yes, you do. And you know? He got somebody to accept his shot.
He's invested in it.
He really is. He made t-shirts. I mean, he went the extra mile. So, yeah, if Guagi gets mentioned doing a Bears broadcast this year on WBBM News Radio 780, blame Matt Spiegel or cheer on Matt Spiegel. I don't know. Maybe Matt Spiegel has that kind of power where he can force people to do things through mind control.
You notice the information that we got via Twitter from Brendan McCaffrey, who says, hey, Tanner Gentry is extra white.
How can you be extra white?
Maybe you get special dispensation from the governing body. I don't know.
Like, what do you?
It's like ordering super white tuna at a sushi restaurant.
Yeah, but I want to know how.
Which, by the way, is just like
vile?
Chilean. No, it's great, but Chilean sea bass is a lie, and I've always talked about that before. There is no such thing as super white tuna. It is a fish called an escolar, also known in Hawaiian, known as a walu.
Oh,
and it's a wonderful fish. However, be really careful how much of it you eat.
The mercury levels?
No.
What's wrong with it?
No, you don't mess around with escolar because it has a wax-like compound in the flesh. It's an oily, waxy compound that at a certain threshold will cause you to completely evacuate your digestive system. I'm not making this up. Look up oil fish. Look up escalar. I had been warned of this. It was at a friend's house where they had a sushi chef come over and was cutting it for us at a party and everything. And he had this huge slab of super white tuna. And I made some comment like, oh, I could eat that whole thing. And I was like, no. Don't eat this whole thing, whatever you do.
Unless you want to, have the green apple quick steps, as Uncle Dougie used to say.
Yeah, it's like polyethylene glycol. At the like bowel prep before a
so
procedure. Yes, that's exactly what it is. But that was not as attractive a name at the market to call it bowel lube.
Let's go.
This segment is brought to you by Go-Go Squeeze. Things are so different today. Kids have turned down snack time trades because of Go-Go Squeeze. All natural, just 100% orchard fresh apples and other wholesome fruit. Kids love it, so will yours. Go-Go Squeeze. Chris Bryant next on The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Fox, head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I do this for the love of the game. I don't do it to make money. I've not won a Super Bowl. That's still a goal of mine. It can flip fast. The outhouse to the penthouse and the penthouse to the outhouse. And it happens in this league more than any other league in the world.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and I got to tell you, the savings are getting out of control over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Right now, they have 20% off MSRP on all of Chevy's most popular models, like Malibus and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings. And if that weren't enough, you can get 0% financing for 72 months. Like I said, it's out of control over there. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all. Financing in lieu of rebates. Find new roads.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Fox, head coach of the Chicago Bears.
This has been termed a make or break year for you.
I do this for the love of the game. I don't do it to make money. I've not won a Super Bowl. That's still a goal of mine. It can flip fast. The outhouse to the penthouse and the penthouse to the outhouse. And it happens in this league more than any other league in the world.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Jed Hoyer joins us right now.
You know, you always talk about momentum is only as good as the next day's starting pitcher. And I think we were kind of a victim of that in the first half. And I think, you know, so far in the second half, it's been the